And we're going to touch down in Nevada right now, where more than 1 million voters have already cast their ballots ahead of Election Day. The key southwestern state only has 6 electoral votes. That's the smallest number of the 7 battleground states. But the winner here has determined who takes the White House in 27 of the last 30 presidential elections. Lucia Starbuck joins us now from Reno. She's political reporter with member station KUNR. Lucia, hello.
Hi, happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day to you too. So Nevada conducts its election mostly by mail, but voters do have the option to vote early or in person today, Election Day. The state sends mail-in ballots automatically to every active voter. That's a pandemic-era measure that was made permanent. Lucia, what's the turnout been this year, maybe even compared to 2020?
Yeah, after 2 weeks of in-person early voting and mail-in ballots, half ballots were cast by mail and the other half were in person. Nevada still has higher numbers of Democrats voting by mail, but there's a huge shift in messaging this year from the Republican Party and former President Donald Trump for Republicans to vote early. And you're seeing that with Republicans in the lead for returning ballots, followed by Democrats, and then a large number of nonpartisans. Not sure which direction those will go. Turnout right now is at about 53%. In 2020, it reached 78%. So if turnout reaches that level again, we could expect up to 500,000 Nevadans voting in person today and still through mail-in ballots, which are accepted up 3 days after the election and 4 days if they're postmarked by Election Day.
Okay. And I understand there are some problems with some 14,000 mail-in ballots that have already been cast there in Nevada. Signature issues, Lucia?
Yes, this is very concerning. So the way a voter's identity is confirmed is through their signature. So for a mail-in ballot, the county compares the signature on the outside of the envelope with a voter's record. If that signature doesn't match up, the voter goes into a signature cure process and they have until November 12th to confirm their identity. If their contact information is available, the county will contact that voter, but it isn't always the most up-to-date. So it's a real scramble for the county and the parties to contact voters. If the voter doesn't cure their signature, their vote will not be counted. And in the past, races have been determined by way less votes than those 14,000 with the issue right now.
So does that mean, you know, we will be waiting a while to hear the final result out of Nevada?
Yeah, if you'll remember, in the 2020 election, the race for Joe Biden was not called until 4 days after the election. But election officials are remaining optimistic and some new rules have been set in place. So counties were allowed to start scanning mail-in ballots 15 days before the election. And county officials can also start counting early in-person votes today, earlier this morning. So workers must sign an agreement not to disclose those. So that information will be sent over to the Secretary of State. So we could expect to see results from early voting, early in-person voting, and ballots cast before Election Day as soon as the polls close tonight, which could be a couple hours after 7 p.m. Pacific time, depending on how long the lines are. But yeah, could still be waiting for the ballots accepted after Election Day and the signature curing process. So no promises that the race is called tonight.
Understood. Now, Vice President Kamala Harris held a rally in Reno on October 31st. It was her only visit to Reno during the campaign. Just in our last few seconds, what did voters there tell you?
Oh, people were just ecstatic to see her. They traveled from out of state, which is what I usually hear at Trump rallies. But people feel that seeing her and voting for her just feels very historic. And the main issues I hear from voters are the cost of living, democracy, and for the Harris rally, a lot of voters talked about protecting women's rights.
Lucia Starbuck, political reporter with member station KUNR, in the thick of it in Nevada. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.